views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Mark Bonus about his ebook and program for complete change in your life called New Year's Revolution. And Mark will be sharing his own story from suicide to success. Plus, Mark will be telling you how you can get your own New Year's Revolution through the community he's created. But first, we'll start with our healing meditation as we do each week. And today, I'd like for us to send love and healing energy to anyone who is suffering in a romantic relationship. It's February and it's the time of Valentine's Day, and we tend to idealize relationships around Valentine's Day, and none of our relationships are perfect. Some are better than others. So this meditation is for anyone who is experiencing pain in their relationship right now. So let's go ahead and begin. Take a deep breath in. Release it. Deep breath in and release. And thank you for sharing that. Well, throughout the month of January, I was telling you about 31 days of authentic change. And actually, Mark, our guest today, and his topic is going to be really relevant to those New Year's resolutions. But as I mentioned last week, the 31 days free emails is coming down off of the website. And in its place, you're going to find an ebook that came out of that, as well as the opportunity for a free teleseminar. So if you either missed out on the 31 days or you need some additional help, those things will be there to support you. And you can find those on the website at thelauralongleyshow.com. And I also want to let people know that I'm once again offering individual coaching. I had kind of shut that down over the last 6 months or so while I was rearranging my life and what I was doing with myself. But I am available again to do coaching, whether you need help figuring out your direction, dealing with a specific issue or problem, knowing what to do next, figuring out your ideal career. wide range of things that I can help you with. So if you're interested in that, you can email me at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com or call me at 206-792-9912. Again, 206-792-9912 to find out more. Well, a week or so ago, I had a conversation with my acupuncturist, which made me realize that I was feeling like there was kind of an either-or in my life, in that I could either focus on my spiritual growth, my spiritual path, or I could live my regular life. And this is not a healthy way to be. And I'm going to share more with you on my aha about that with my conversation with her, and also how to get more balance in your own life during the light bulb moment later in the show. So be sure to stay tuned for that. So we're going to go ahead and introduce today's guest to you. Mark Bonus, like many others, until the age of 26, was simply going through the motions in a life that had little meaning or satisfaction, but he didn't even realize it. It was only after his marriage breakdown and life crisis that Bonus recognized he was living a life that others desired for him. He decided that he could not face the future and made the decision to end his life. As a direct result of his attempted suicide, Mark had an awakening that transformed his beliefs around his future. Mark made the decision to commit the rest of his life to empowering people to fulfill their true destinies, the ones that they secretly yearn to experience. Today, he works with individuals through his organization, Life Change the Revolution. Let's welcome Mark Bonus to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm very happy to have you here and very grateful that you were willing to do this at the crack of dawn your time. Mark is in Australia, where it is 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. So I hope you've had your cup of coffee and are wide-eyed and bushy-tailed now.
I certainly am. Ready and raring to go.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, Mark, you know, I know that you were reaching out to do some of these interviews because you have this new program called New Year's Revolution. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But I want to start out by talking about your life and what led you to this point so that listeners can kind of understand what your path has been and why you might know a thing or two about what might help them to make the changes they want to make in their life.
Sure. Yeah, I might start by going back, slightly back to the beginning. I'm one of six children, born in the UK, spent most of my life in the UK. And when we were younger, we my parents were Christians, and we kind of were brought up in that kind of faith-based environment. We went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday school, and were heavily involved in the church. And that's a path I took for my life. I went on to study a degree in theology, and whilst I was at university, I ran a non-profit organization, but I was a church leader. I spoke at churches around the UK. I took young people to experience the slums in Africa and orphanages in Africa. So I was producing magazines. I'd written a Christian book. So I was really growing in the sort of Christian world as a leader, you know, speaking at church on a Sunday morning. And yet, during this time at university, I'd met a girl, we got engaged, and we got married. And so as I was growing in the church, and therefore my sort of the way that I was looked to, up to as a Christian leader was growing. And yet underneath, my marriage was falling apart. It was turbulent, we were arguing all the time. And in my mind, there was this huge tension between the person I should have been in front of the church and the way that I should have lived my lifestyle to that effect throughout the rest of my life, and yet the utter sort of turmoil that my marriage was going through. And I just felt like this huge divide, that I wasn't being the person that I was proclaiming that I should be, and that we all should be, and that tension became too much.
Can I stop you for a minute and ask a question?
Yeah,
so I know that from reading your information that, mm-hmm. you know, it really took the suicide attempt for you to wake up to that. So in retrospect, you can see that divide was there. But in the moment, were you conscious of that division between the face you were putting out to the world and what was going on in your personal life?
I think I was, because the more and more, it's one of those situations, you know, we're all human, and in that sort of environment of the arguments and the sort of turmoil, and you do your best to you know, act in the most godly and biblical way that you can do.
Right.
But sometimes your humanity takes over. And I think I had these high expectations of the sort of person that I had to be.
Right.
You know, kind of disregarded my own humanity. So it was very sort of clear to me
that there was that division. And it sounds like at that time, where you went with that is judging yourself as not good enough.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'll let you continue with the story.
Yeah, so it got to that stage where the arguments were sort of intense, and it got to the stage where the marriage ended. And, you know, I'll never forget being in the house, the apartment surrounded by everything that we kind of built together, that we bought together. And my wife walked out. And I knew in that moment, I knew that I'd never see, you know, the relationship was over. There was no chance of it being redeemed. And at the same time, I also knew that within the church that I was in, that they did not recognize or sort of value divorce. It was something that was unbiblical.
Right.
And in that whole, so I knew within that moment that it would be hard in terms of my Christian role as a church leader. My non-profit organization would be over. My church leadership role would be over. So I lost my marriage. My income stream ended. You know, my friends kind of judged the situation, and I would have been forced to move back to the other side of the UK to live with my parents at the age of 26. So it wasn't just the marriage, it was everything. If I looked towards my future, it was a future that just seemed dark, it seemed bleak, it was a future that I didn't want to walk into. And so that night, I turned to Google, and I just Googled easiest way to commit suicide. And that's what I tried to do that night.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people listening who can relate to that, who have had that place of hopelessness where it feels like there are no other alternatives. And so I'm very grateful that that you are here to show us that there are other alternatives. And on that note, we do need to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear more about what Mark learned from that failed suicide attempt. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires. BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going
anywhere. We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Mark Bonus, and Mark is going to be telling us about his program, New Year's Revolution. But leading up to that, Mark is telling us his own story. So when we went to the break, Mark had attempted suicide and obviously did not succeed, and we're very grateful for that. So Mark, tell us what happened for you from that failed suicide attempt.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most transforming experiences in my life, really. Obviously, I wouldn't encourage anybody to go to that level.
No.
But I did, and the result of that was just this profound awakening. I realized that, so the next day I was sitting in the hospital bed, reflecting on the events of the day before, albeit with a fuzzy head, but it was this awakening moment where I began to understand that I'd lived on planet Earth for 26 years and yet I'd never truly lived. That I was living this life that I thought everybody else wanted me to live. That I had this faith that was inherited faith from my parents. It was just a lifestyle that I was brought up into without any real kind of spiritual connection. And I just simply went along with the motions, and especially as I grew up in this, as I developed in the church leader role and was married, and it was just like this treadmill every day. I was just existing on this treadmill without being consciously awake to myself and the world and the universe. And yeah, it was an amazing awakening transformation. And I started to grasp the fact that on planet Earth, we lived life once. And that just, that revelation being so close to wiping my existence off the face of the planet, just it just gave me a hunger to live life to the full, to be passionate about my life and to do whatever it was, it is that I was created to do, to be.
And, you know, I think that what you said about your realization that you really had just been following other people's expectations and really kind of being on autopilot almost of just following this path that had been laid out for you. I think that there are so many of us where that is exactly our experience as well. And we maybe don't have quite as dramatic of an awakening, but it does take something happening in our lives to kind of knock us on the head and go, oh, wait a minute, this is not what I want in my life. Yeah, exactly. And so I think that there are so many of us that can benefit from that experience you had to lead us into having either a similar experience, or if we've already had that experience, knowing what to do about it now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you say, so many people can relate to that, that we end up in a job that we're not really passionate about, or we're struggling, or we're not, maybe not struggling in the relationship, but we're just existing in a relationship rather than living it and experiencing it and living it. And I, in my work now, I talk to so many people who just go into the motions,
Yes.
And it's so sad, that realization for me that we live life once. And every time I hear of a death of somebody, it just reawakens me to get out there, to just grab life with everything and just to go for it and experience, you know, everything that there is to experience.
So you, out of all of this, I mean, it's been a... you know, it's been a process, but out of all of this, you came up with this process called LIFE. That's an acronym, LIFE. Yeah. And would you share with us what those principles are that make up LIFE?
Yeah. So this was I was very aware of the fact that as I went to this awakening experience, I didn't want it to be just some sort of moment in the hospital, but I decided that I wanted to totally change my life. And in order to do so, I had to bring some practical elements to really ground it, to make changes. Otherwise, it would just be this sort of postmark awakening without going from there into anything new and different. And so I created this process, the principles of life change. So the first principle is the principle of leverage. So for me, the pain of the situation that I was in had to be greater than the pain it took to change.
Yes.
I had to be so fed up with the situation that I was in. And we all do this, you know.
Yeah.
We have this, you know, we want to lose weight, but we sit there thinking about it while munching on some ice cream, watching the TV. We want to change our careers, or we don't, you know, we go every single Monday, we wake up and we hate going into work. And yet we don't have the energy or the leverage to actually do something about it. So for one example, in one area of my life, as my marriage was really kind of hitting rock bottom, I turned to alcohol, and I was drinking 4 or 5 cans of beer every single night. Just to hide, to escape.
Right.
And so in terms of that area of my life, the leverage that I gained there was to vision my life. How would my life look in a year's time if I continued down the path that I was going down? So how would that drinking affect my finances, my health, my energy, and my time? And again, if I continued down this path, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years' time, what would I look like? What would my life be like? Would it have got worse? Would I be waking up wanting, craving a drink every morning, and, you know, just living on the dole to buy drink and just living this horrible existence that made me ill? You know, and this wasn't to scare myself into change. It was being realistic about the inevitable path that I was going down. Should I not change?
And most of us, what keeps us stuck is that we don't allow ourselves to be realistic. We're in denial, basically, I guess is what it comes down to when we're not being realistic. So I really love this idea of really sitting yourself down and asking yourself, okay, if I keep on this same path, what is my life realistically going to be like a year from now or 5 years from now or whatever time frame it is? Because that helps kind of jolt us out of that place of denial.
And I think it's important to also understand that, you know, how many of us are in situations that we wished that a year or 12 months ago that we wouldn't still be in now.
Yes. Very true.
And we're still here, still doing the same thing, going through that same sort of painful experiences. So it does happen. That's the process that we go through, unless we gain the leverage to totally change our life. So anybody, I encourage them to sit down, whatever the situation is, relationship, career, whatever, and think about what their life will be like if they continue down this path, how it will affect their time, their energy, their health, and just to dwell on that and find the leverage within that to gain that sort of ability to make those changes now to stop yourself from heading in that direction.
And so then the next step is the I.
Yeah.
And what does I stand for?
So the I is a principle of intention. Now, if we really want to make changes in our life, I believe that we have to really assess the intention behind the change that we want to make. So I'm a firm believer that the universe will not endorse changes that we want to make unless they're positive towards ourselves, towards our community, and towards the world. Now, we might know people that live this life that we don't think are positive towards themselves, their community, or the world, but I believe the universe makes it pretty damn hard for them that these are people that struggle, they hit problems, that life grates against them, they're not living the fullness of life because of the way of life that they are living. So it's really important to, if we really want to set a foundation for change, that we understand the intentions behind the changes that we want to make. One example, I do lots of coaching like yourself, and one guy came to me recently who said that he wanted help because he was married. He also had a mistress.
Oh my gosh.
And he wanted to leave his wife to be with his mistress, but he didn't want his wife to know that he was having an affair. And I was like, whoa, hold on a minute. Let's look at the intentions here. So although it might sound really, I don't know, far-fetched, people make choices based on wrong intentions and it affects their life negatively. And without that realization, you're continuing to bang your head against the wall.
And, you know, I would also say in that case, and really maybe expanding it to all of this idea of intention, you could also have I stand for integrity, for being in integrity with yourself and with the universe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the third principle.
So before we go there, because we're coming up on a break. So what I'd like to do before we go to the break is, Mark, I would like for you to share information about how people can find you, but also just a brief snippet about the New Year's Revolution program and what is waiting for people with that.
Yes, so New Year's Revolution is a totally free ebook written by 31 personal development experts that cover every area of life, so health, relationships, but also a lot deeper, how to love ourselves, gain confidence, gain self-respect. So it's a 32-chapter ebook. It's 200 pages, and you can get that now for free on joinanewyearsrevolution.com.
Joinanewyearsrevolution.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, very,
yes.
Very good. And can people find you there directly as well?
Yep, they can find me on joinanewyearsrevolution.com and also on my personal website, lifechangetherevolution.com.
Okay, and so we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up with the rest of LIFE, the acronym, or LIFE the Revolution, I guess you call it. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Mark Bonus about New Year's Revolution, among other things. And Mark has been sharing with us his acronym of Life Change, L-I-F-E, and we've gone through the first two, but before we get to the last two, F and E, I do want to let listeners know that we are going to give the information again before the end of the show about how you can get involved with a New Year's Revolution. So, Mark, jumping back to life, what is F, the third principle?
So, third principle is the principle of focus. And so, for me, again, the changes I wanted to make in my life, I didn't want them to become, you know, to be a dream. I wanted them to be a reality, and therefore I needed to ground my whole life. If I really wanted to make the changes, I had to totally shift my focus. So, for example, we talked earlier about I was drinking alcohol, and the leverage that I found there with regards to how my life would be like in a few, in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years' time, if it continued down the path. Now, in order to actually bring about that change, I then had to focus my time, my money, my energy. So one of the things I had to do with that respect for drinking was I had to quit some friends in my life, my drinking buddies that I was with Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. If I had told them that I was going to quit drinking, that had just bought me another pint, right?
Right.
So I had to make a decision about who I was. In terms of focus, is everything that I'm doing aligning myself with the goal that I have for my life, the friends that I have, the time? So instead of I used to go to the pub at, say, 7 o'clock at night, and so I shifted that time. Instead of going to the pub at 7 o'clock, I put that time into doing something positive. So I went to the gym at 7 o'clock at night. And what had become habit in terms of drinking alcohol, I shifted into something positive and worked on my body in a positive way rather than that sort of negative. I then had to be aware of the money that I was spending. Was my money that I was spending contributing to the goals that I had for my life or not? So it was a sort of strict sort of routine.
Yes.
But it was so important to do this if I wanted my life to be different, totally different in a year down the line.
You know, and I'm listening to you say that, and it's so related to what I'm going to talk about later in the show on the light bulb moment that I came to for myself recently, was that I had really gotten out of having a routine or having a schedule in my life. And really what I found was that I wasn't really doing the things that I wanted to do. I was just, quote unquote, wasting time a lot of the time. And so I'm a big believer in having that focus where you say, okay, every day I'm going to do this, or every day at a certain time I'm going to do this. At least I need that piece at a certain time to really make it real.
Absolutely. And look, if we want to make those changes, if we want our lives to be different, then we have to, you know, we have to do things differently. And it really is that focus. And I was just, but it, that was, you know, as we discussed earlier, but that was birthed in sort of passion, that I was so passionate about experience and life stuff also. It wasn't a drain for me.
Right.
It was the sort of levers, the gates that I had to go through in order to really live life to the full.
Well, and, you know, I think sometimes too, you know, I'm thinking about me getting back on this routine, and, you know, sometimes we get out of good habits for valid reasons. And for me, there were some valid reasons why I kind of quit doing what I had been doing, let's say 2 years ago, and that was working well for me. And I had some valid reasons to shift away from that for a while. But now that it was time to get back to it, you know, I'd kind of developed a habit that wasn't really serving me anymore. And so, yeah, saying, is this serving the passion that I have for my life, or the dream that I have for my life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's very true. It's, what is that question? What, you know, what is serving me right now? What is serving me well, or is it not serving me well?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And last but not least, we have E, which I know is for engagement.
Yes. And so principle of engagement, this is about congruency of body, mind, and spirit. This is about applying every element and area of your life to ensure that that change takes place. So for me, a classic Bible scripture was Jesus turning around to the disciples saying that your body is, your spirit is willing, but your body is weak. So your spirit is willing, but your body is weak. Now, how many times do we have this goal? I really want to do this. I really want to lose weight. I really want to change my career or be in a relationship. And yet we don't do anything about it.
A lot.
And so for me,
yes, we all do.
For me, this is about congruency of body, mind, and spirit. And when I talked about even going to the gym and having that health in my life, that just, again, gave me that inner sort of springboard and platform to go the distance on the changes that I wanted to make in my life, because I was just invigorated and healthy and just going for it. So it's about having congruency to ensure that the goals that you have for your life are aligned with your body, mind, and spirit in order to see them truly take place.
And to me, that almost takes us full circle, well, a little more than full circle, back to intention, right? Where everything is aligned in the way that is for our highest good and for the highest good of those around us.
Absolutely. And that's the process that I went through in my life. And, you know, and I've absolutely seen the results of it.
So let's, Just for review, so life is leverage. So how am I going to make this painful enough that I will make a change? Intention, which is being in integrity, basically, with the changes you want to make.
Yeah.
F for focus. So how am I going to focus my energy? And then E, engagement, is actually partly the acting piece as well, but making sure that all pieces are in alignment.
Absolutely.
So let's go back to talking a little bit more about a New Year's revolution. And I know that this was an idea or a concept or a dream that you had to really bring some people together that could offer tools to those of us who really do want to make some big changes in our lives, or even small changes, really. But we want to make some shifts in our lives, and we're not really sure how to do it. And so you've brought together 31 experts that each bring their own take on things and maybe their own area of specialization. So no matter what it is that I really want to do differently, I'm going to find somebody in there that can help me do it.
Absolutely. And so for me, the change that I made in my life was over New Year's, and it was my New Year's resolution. And yet I believe in a New Year's revolution. A revolution is the overthrow of one way of living for another. And I wanted to bring together the best with their own, who work in their own specific niches. So the book covers all the sort of New Year's resolutions that you could make. So how to quit smoking, how to lose weight and get healthy, how to improve your relationships. But as I said, it goes deeper. How to love ourselves, how to gain a vision and passion for our lives. You know, so we look at 33, man, different
areas.
Yeah,
if we include yours, yes.
Yes. So we take people this whole process. It's packed full of techniques. You know, these techniques have worked. Combined, we've worked with thousands of people from around the world to bring about changes. So I just wanted to provide, you know, this free resource that we justify in our minds as to why we should not make the changes that we want to make. So we blame we say we haven't got enough money, we haven't got enough time. We blame everybody else. You know, it's my parents' fault or my partner's fault or I've got kids or whatever. We justify to ourselves why we should remain in the situation that we're in. So I wanted to provide a resource that people could not, there's no excuse. This is free. There's chapters that you can dip in and out of in your own time. We've got free webinars that have started this month. So you can go deep and you can work with the experts on a sort of one-to-one level and share your story and ask advice. So, you know, there's absolutely, if you really want to change your life, this is a resource that is totally free that can help you do it. No excuses.
And where do people find it?
joinanewyearsrevolution.com.
Okay, joinanewyearsrevolution.com. And you mentioned that in addition to the ebook, there are webinars, and we were talking at the break, and there's also a community there where people can ask for support and give support to others.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the big passions for me. Like I said earlier, when I was drinking and had to get rid of friends, we need to put people around us who are passionate about change too, and that's what we do on the website.
Very good. So everything is free. People can go there, check it out without any obligation to do anything that's going to cost them anything other than their time and energy, which everything costs us, right, is our time and energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I know when we do things that are free, when we kind of always have this association with there'll be some big upsell at the end. There is absolutely no upsell whatsoever. There's other products you can buy, but there's no upsell whatsoever.
Well, that is so great to hear. And I'm so pleased that you've got all these different perspectives for people to help, because I know that for each of us, some things resonate and other things don't. And so it's great that there's all these choices for people to take a look at. Well, it's time for us to wrap up. I really enjoyed having you, Mark, hearing your story, hearing what you learned from it and how it can help others make better choices in their life too.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed being here, even though it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you can go back to bed now. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about balancing your spiritual growth with your quote-unquote regular life. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Whoa. I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mind, say I can't deny it.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today was Mark Bonas. And if you're interested in making changes in your life, even though we're no longer in January, maybe you made some New Year's resolutions and have already broken them, you can get a lot of help from the experts that Mark brought together by going to joinanewyearsrevolution.com. That's joinanewyearsrevolution.com. And some other ways to get help with change and moving forward in your life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, and we have conversations there every day about how to create change in your life that is authentic and will be lasting. And, of course, at thelauralongleyshow.com. Blog posts there, and you can sign up to receive various things that will help you make your changes right now. It's 31 days of authentic change wisdom. So, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about this conversation that I had with my acupuncturist, and I will share with you that I go to this acupuncturist not for physical things, but for spiritual things. And I started out going to her for a physical thing, but it evolved because I started out going to her for this cough that I had 2 years ago that I'd had most of my life. And it was really a throat chakra thing, which was about not speaking my truth. And so it kind of evolved from there. And I really trust her and her insight. And I spent most of the year of 2013 and a little bit towards the end of 2012, just being. I didn't really do externally a lot, but I was doing a lot of change, a lot of growth internally. And that was something that was timely for me. It was what I needed to do at that time. And it was really a big lesson for me around the value of being, as well as the evolving that I was going through at that time. But now I am at a place where I need to start doing again. And part of what Mark talked about today on the show really resonated for me that, you know, things don't change if we don't do something different. But even though it's time for me to kind of be out in the world and get out of my hermit's cave and start doing again, I'm still having a lot of things come up internally, a lot of growth opportunities for me, which can sometimes be called challenges. And so I've been spending a lot of time and energy working on those things. And when I saw Alicia, who is my acupuncturist, oh, I don't know, maybe a week or 10 days ago, I was, she's asking me about what's going on, what I want to work on. I see her about once a month. And I was sharing with her what was going on. And she says to me, well, at least with you, it's never boring because there is always stuff going on with me. And, you know, I said to her, I feel like I need to get all of this shift and change and growth to slow down a little bit so that I can get to the rest of my life. And what she said is that, well, you know, there is no rest of your life. It's all your life. And you need to be able to do this work as well as live your life. And, you know, she said that and it really made me kind of sit back and go, yeah, there is something to that. And, you know, I feel like last year in 2013, it was kind of like I was a monk in a monastery where all I was focusing on was my spiritual growth. And now I'm coming back out into the world and I have to learn to continue walking my spiritual path while I'm doing the ordinary things of life that are necessary. And it reminded me of that. I think it's a Buddhist saying, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. It was just a reminder that there are things in our life that we have to take care of and do just as part of living in the world. And so to that end, what I did, and I mentioned this earlier when I was talking to Mark too, is I went back to having a routine and a schedule like I had earlier in my life. And by earlier in my life, I mean a year and a half ago up until, well, probably a year ago. And when I went into this hermit's cave a year ago, I just kind of went with whatever came. And that was what I needed to do for that time. But now I need to go back to, okay, these are definitely areas I want to focus on each day. And both in a spiritual realm, in the spiritual practices that feed me and support me and lead me down the path I'm supposed to go, as well as in regular life, like my business, like my friends, like my family, all those other things that are not about my spirituality. So if you think that this is something that might be of use to you, because this can go either way, we can be heavy on the spiritual piece focus like I am right now, or we can be heavy on the quote unquote real life with and being too light on the spiritual side. So if you think you might be out of balance, here's what you can do. The first thing is to ask yourself if you're out of balance. And as I said, it can go either way. Do you feel like you're getting enough in your life that feeds your soul? And do you feel like you're engaged in life? So both things. And if you feel like you're light on the spiritual side, decide what it is that really makes you feel grounded, that gives you inspiration, that gets you in touch with spirit in whatever form you look at that. And some of the things that I do around this are things like meditation, inspirational reading, journaling, practices like EFT or access consciousness or writing intentions, exercise, and having a spiritual community. And decide how much you need of each of those things on a daily basis. The other thing is decide what real life activities you need to do on a daily basis. And for most of you who have a real job, working would be at the top of the list. You have to show up at work. Spending time with family and friends, the daily chores that we all have to do, things like housework and shopping and taking care of our kids if we have kids, and whatever else are things that need to be done. And take both of those things and create a schedule for yourself of what your ideal day would look like, incorporating both the spiritual piece and the practical piece. And write out your schedule. And this, I did this for myself in actually, you know, how many minutes am I going to spend each day on these things? And then I plugged it into, in general, kind of what time frame am I going to do them? When I first get up in the morning, what am I going to do? Then what am I going to do next? What am I going to do in the afternoon? What am I going to do in the evening? And that's a way that you can bring some more balance to your life. Once again, I want to remind you that I'm offering individual coaching again. And if you are interested in getting some help with me with changes you want to make in your life, you can email me for more information, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, or you can call me at 206-792-9912. I want to thank my guest today, Mark Bonus, for sharing all that great information about a New Year's revolution. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have a revolutionary week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.